Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it
just the body punching?
I was hitting him with body punching. I heard him actually, he was crying in there. You're saying your big group crying when you hit him?
Yes.
When did that happen?
When you clapped the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So you knew you had him by that
Absolutely,
time.
Absolutely, but I knew you were cuffing and taking those punches.
Quality BLC Productions.
Making women's gestures like, oh,
let's go, Jack.
Good morning, TBV, and welcome back to another morning edition of the Boxing Voice Radio, hashtag TBV podcast, whatever hashtags are used. We are back with another one, Vasily Lomachenko versus Jose Pedraza. Last minute picks, where are you placing your money at? Is there an opportunity for us as a collective to make some money on this fight? And I believe that there is, but we're going to need all of us to come together with our A game and decide what is the best possible wager we should place. I'm joined alongside Daniel Alvarez in Las Vegas, who obviously loves to place bets, and we're going to discuss this one. Michael Gross will be joining us pretty soon. So, let's get started, Danny. There's really not much more to say. I will, keep going with the old school intro for Danny until him and Dollar hook up.
So your brother's bound and gagged, and they've chained him to a chair. Won't you please come to Chicago?
What's going on, brother? Good morning. Good morning.
What up?
I'm a betting man. I like to place bets. This is a tough week, though. You know, this is a tough weekend because all the A sides should win. You know, your Isaac Dogbays, your Vasily Lomachenkos, they should win, right? So I'm gonna basically break it down to you what I look at in weekends like this, in order to make money for it to make sense. You know, because I know we use different betting sites, but like one of the ones I used got Vasily Lomachenko -6,000. You know what I'm saying? This other one has a -5,000. So obviously, if you're betting straight up, you'd have to put a lot of money down to get anything back. So I'm gonna tell the fans basically what I do in order to make money on weekends like this.
All right. Well, let's get out to Indiana. To our man, the Gross.
I speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. I can't say it enough. I speak it, believe it.
Two attempts, handed bands over. Sicko hit, shot and miss. Two to stand over.
Turn up.
Breadwinner, huh? Look who in the building. Let me check my Instagram. I might be at a million.
And I'm in.
BoxingWizards.com.
Yo, 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 yo. We definitely got to work on this introduction, the Gross, okay? But yeah, Lomachenko Pedraza, I mean, I always go with the favorite, you know what I'm saying? But on that card, we do have Isaac Dogbay and Teofimo Lopez. So I'm thinking about picking Teofimo for a stoppage victory. I don't know what the odds are on that, but I think that they should be able to make you some money. And also we have Kevin Johnson versus Philip Hergovich. I don't think you can make any money off that unless you go with the favorite. Kell Brook is in action. Also, Josh.
Only Mike will be talking about all this weekend's betting fights when we're talking about Lomachenko's betting.
I know. Are we trying to like make money? But anyway, let's get into it. We're breaking.
I mean, I was trying to make money on Lomachenko. I'm looking at it and look. Daniel, you're more experienced than me. I'm just, you know, fully diving into it head first these last couple of weeks and, you know, really trying to get a better grasp of betting placing wagers. We contacted a expert that's been on ESPN by the name of Mr. Gianni, and we've been communicating. So soon enough, we'll have him on as a regular segment, and we'll continue to find others that are obviously a little bit more to just have a better grasp at this betting. I mean, he's a professional bettor, so it's going to be really good to get him on in the near future. But right now, if you're watching this on YouTube, hit that thumbs up button as it helps with the visibility of the show. And you can see the thumbnail that is up. Now, I mean, Daniel can give you his methods and what he's suggesting. I'm showing you the method of victories on FanDuel, and they have Vasily Lomachenko points or decision, a plus 220. Vasily Lomachenko KO, TKO, minus 250. And this is where I think the money is at, on Vasil, not on Jose Pedraza, who on this site is plus 3,000 for the draw, plus 3,000 for the points decision, and I believe plus 3,100. I can't even see it right now. Let me see. 3,200 for the TKO. I don't see any value, true value in Pedraza. Now, it could be argued, all right? It could be argued, and this is what we're here to do as a collective. Today's show isn't who's smarter, who, you know, gets the picks right. No, today, as a collective, we're trying to help each other fatten our wallet. As of today, I'm up 460 on FanDuel, and I'm not trying to give that money back, okay? So, Daniel, you have more experience, so I'll throw you my theory. You build off of it, pass the ball to Mike. I'm thinking, and let me just switch sides, slides here, because this is how I'm looking at it. And I don't have the balls to do this, but this is what I want to do, okay? Let me make sure I got the right slide. Yes, this is what I want to do, but I don't have the balls. So again, as a collective, I'm hoping that Daniel, Mike, and the callers can convince us this is the right thing to do. So Vasily Lomachenko by KO or TKO is a minus 250. If we bet all of TBV winnings, we make 184. So we're betting $460 to make $184. So the question is, how sure are we Lomachenko gets a stoppage on Pedraza, who was extra durable versus Gervonta Davis, who was torquing his punches, putting his waist, his hips, everything into his shots? Do we feel Lomachenko has the same power of a Gervonta Davis? Do we feel that his accuracy will still get the job done like Gervonta Davis? Do we feel that this fight will go the distance? Because if it goes the distance, I have another slide to show you. We can still make money. If we don't think Vasil is going to knock out Pedraza because of the injury, being off a long layoff, you know, shoulder surgery, well, then let's bet on the decision at plus 220. Or you can hedge your knockout bet with a decision bet. Now, Daniel, this is what I'm thinking. Am I crazy?
So before I answer, I want to know what is like the money line bet? Because you had like the method of victory, but just like straight up win.
Dude, straight up win. Pedraza is a minus 3,000. There's no value in that. You bet 400, you probably make 16 bucks.
Or you mean Lomachenko's a minus 3,000?
Yeah, minus 3,000 for Loma.
Okay, honestly, those are better odds than I've been seeing elsewhere.
Vasil Lomachenko is a minus 3,000 for the straight win. Pedraza is a plus 1,600 for the straight win.
What is the over under? Because I think that's where your money's at.
Over under.
Yeah, so it'll say like, for example, I use hold on. So I use William Hill. The over under is, wait a minute.
I don't think we have over under on this app. We got, will the fight go to distance, alternative group betting rounds, you know, and method of victory. Okay. I don't see over under.
Okay. I personally think, because to me, that's
but again, I'm just familiarizing myself with this app. You know what I mean? Like a couple of days ago, I thought it didn't do parlays, and I figured that out.
Download it. Let me down. I'm a downloader, right now, but I think you take them. I think you take a TK or KO.
Yo, while you download it,
put all that money on it,
brother. While you download it, reset your modem or something. I know you're on Wi-Fi, so that's definitely has something to do with it. But Mike, what do you think of my theory? Since we got Optimus Prime talking to us over here,
I'm kind of in the boat with Danny. I believe you go with a straight bet. I would try to go Lomachenko.
-3,000?
Lomachenko on points is -3,000 too?
No. That's not straight bet. I mean, that's saying he wins by decision.
Yeah.
All right. So you're more confident that he goes 12 rounds and doesn't get a stoppage when he's been stopping maybe his last eight opponents?
Yeah, I mean, his last eight opponents haven't been that active like Pedraza has been. Linares, he's a good opponent, but he was stopped and he was active. Damn it! But the opponents before Linares, I don't think that
he was a gold medalist before Linares. Like this dude's been doing it,
man. I just don't think I think Pedraza is tougher than Linares.
Well, let me go out to what I believe is one of the biggest Vasyl Lomachenko fans out there. And maybe, again, we're doing this as a collective. So all fanboyism to the side. We're trying to make money together. We're here talking shit to each other every day. Let's pay the rent.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
I'm going to go out to my man in Australia, but he's in New York City. Like I said, one of the biggest Lomachenko fans, flew over 30 hours for this fight. Obviously, he's doing a U.S. run, okay? He's on a tour, Mike. He stopped at Wilder Fury. Now he's stopping at Lomachenko Pedraza. And we want to know what he thinks about this fight and where should we lay this money.
But no one can stop me, really.
My God, it's big.
Boy, there's a King Croc right there.
My God, it's big.
This croc has enough power in his jaws to whip my head right off.
You're gonna be the legend to become a legend.
Honestly, if he's unbeatable.
You're gonna be the legend to become a legend.
Ness, I'll be quick with this one to make you some money. Look, I think you guys are completely wrong and it gone over the rounds or anything like that. Remember, the type of knockouts that Vasyl gets isn't the type of Gervonta Davis where he beats you with power. He beats you into frustration. He makes you miss, makes you realize you can't do anything there to keep it competitive, and then they just quit on their stools. And that's exactly what's going to happen tonight. So don't waste your money. If you want to bet something, just a cheeky 10, 20 bucks, I'd go on something like Vasyl Lomachenko rounds 4 to 6. I think it's at $4 right now. So,
but wait a minute.
What about round 6 to 8?
No, he's going too fast because we're saying the same thing. We're not saying Pedraza wins. We're saying Lomachenko wins. We're just trying to figure out from the fans and everybody as a collective, how does he win? What are we more positive? Not what do we think. What are we more positive? He is coming off a shoulder injury. He is coming off the longest layoff of his career. And he is coming into a fight with a naturally bigger man. Pedraza has always been bigger. He's not moving up in division. Well, he is moving up, but he's moving up because he outgrew the division. He's longer, taller. Not that he fights with any of that. And we're not saying he wins. But is there more of a possibility that Lomachenko doesn't get the stoppage? Or should we bet on the stoppage?
Definitely bet on the stoppage. Like I said, his way of victory is always to like outthink you and outwork you. So what he does is, and that's what happened in the Linares fight when he got knocked down, is that he was outthinking him, and he started to figure him out and started to play around with him a bit too much and got caught with that right hand when it got tapped, when his jab got tapped.
All right. Down. But look, we got a friend, his friend in Usyk. You know, here I was saying, I'm going to bet the decision on Usyk versus Tony Bellew, and he got the knockout. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that was just a silly bet on your part. I'd Usyk by knockout as well. Look, I just think the way these guys do it is not by brutal power, and it can be, because when you've boxed before, you know when you're missing punches, it sucks more energy out of you, and the less wind you got, the more damage those punches do. And it's not like they're just throwing 1-2s. They're throwing 5-6 punch combinations. This is it's literally going to be a demolition by Vasil today. I can guarantee you it's going to be a knockout. Your money should be on the knockout. I'd say somewhere, and he takes his time. So for the first couple of rounds, he likes to study his opponent, feel him out, not throw too many combinations. But after the first couple of rounds, and he's got their rhythm found out, their patterns found out, his distance and timing on point, he starts to let go. And as soon as he starts to let go, I think that's when Pedraza is gonna realize it's not even a competition anymore, and he's just gonna quit on his stool, just like basically the rest of them did.
So if I bet all I've won thus far, which is I'm up 460 on the bank, if I put all that on Lomachenko for knockout, I make I make $180. So I'm betting $460 to make $180.
Yeah, but I'd look at it more like that's almost a guarantee. Like, look, the bookies agree with me. That's the heavily favored outcome, is Basile by knockout or technical knockout. Or you could even check if there's a specifics on technical knockout. I don't think he's going to knock him out flat. It's going to be a ref stoppage, a quit on the stool. So if I wouldn't bet all of it, but if you got, let's say you got 400 in the kit, I'd probably put just a nice 200.
Now, before I let you go, hypothetically, assume you've convinced us to bet by knockout. We do round betting. Should we put $10 on rounds 4 through 6, 10 on 7 through 9, and 10 on 10 through 12? And I mean, 10 for 30, right? Doesn't that give you, if you put 10 on plus, you know, 350, you're getting $350, right?
Not well, if you put 10, you're getting 35, not 350.
Oh, it's got to be 3,000 then.
Sucks. No, yeah. So it's literally, look, I think 4 to 6 or 7 to 9 is your best bet. Like I said, the first few rounds is going to take a nice slow pace, figure out his rhythms, figure out his patterns. And then from there, he's going to put up the heat. From around 4 or 5, that's when you're going to see him start to throw, you know, 5-6 punch combinations. And it's just a matter of time by that point. So whatever's your poison, really. I'm thinking 4 to 6 because I really don't think it's going to be much of a contest. And we've got to remember, yes, Gervonta Davis has more power, but Vasil's a lot more accurate, a lot more elusive. It puts his punches together better. He's just an all-round better fighter. The only thing Tank has on him is power. So that's the only thing. And like I said, it's not going to be a power knockout. It's going to be a frustration knockout, just like with Rigondeaux, just like with Walters. It's not going to be that he's beating him up so bad that they can't continue. It's just that they realize there's nothing they can do at all, so they're just going to quit.
Yeah, but you're thinking of Vasil pre injury. That's my thing. Are we sure he's going to knock him out off of the injury?
Do you remember Mayweather Marquez when he came back from jail, 2-year layoff? You'd say the same things. But the thing with these sort of fighters, Vasil, Mayweather, Andre Ward, these types of fighters, they're not your run-of-the-mill fighters. These fighters are really, really special. Layoffs don't really matter too much to them. I mean, look, you'd prefer him active and not injured. But I really believe that a special fighter like himself, it's just such a vast class difference that it's really no competition at all, to be honest with you.
Well, all right, Alex, thanks for calling in. Daniel, what do you think, man? Is he right? What should we do here?
Bro, I know you're not going to agree with me. What I'm going to do, I love FanDuel, downloaded it, made my account. What I'm going to do, I'm going to parlay the fights today. That's
okay,
what I'm doing.
I was checking parlays. I tried to pick the lowest favorites, meaning Josh Kelly was like a minus 1,300, Dogboy minus 1,200. I tried to pick all those favorites, and I put 4 or 5 favorites to win. And the lowest I could get the odds was still like a minus 346 or minus 446, something like that, which is just like, for that, I'll bet Vasil by knockout. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can do all the parlays you want. Are you going to get better odds than this knockout? I think that this knockout is sure money. You just have to have a bank. You know, look at, I have to spend everything that we've made in order to make 184. But if you are Alex from Australia and you are looking at this man and his past performances, well, there's a strong possibility he does get the knockout. My worry and what I need to be convinced of is that he is going to get the knockout coming off of an injury, a shoulder injury. But if you want to convince yourself, right, he still got the Linares knockout with one hand. They show you highlights of him not using the right anymore and still getting the left body shot knockout with just one arm.
No, absolutely. And I feel like today is a perfect day to do parlays because, yo, everything to on paper is so one-sided, right? So, I mean, let me go through the fights. Like, Clarissa's a huge favorite, right? Cecilia, a huge favorite, right? Vasil to me, Vasil by knockout or TKO, huge favorite. Same with Dogbe, same with Teofimo Lopez, same with Kell Brook. I'm kind of iffy on betting Kid Galahad by knockout or TKO.
I was just thinking about that, but the guy he's fighting not up to par.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking into him some more. I'm not too familiar with his opponent, but even Anthony Fowler, I'm kind of looking like, is he gonna get it?
No, but that's what I'm saying. You trying to look for bets with nondescript names, people that have less skills than Lomachenko and worse odds. Like fucking the dude you just mentioned from the UK, Kid Galahad, he's a minus 3,500, okay? So you're going to really risk money on him?
But
skills are not up to par with Vasil. Vasil makes your money more secure than fucking Kid Galahad.
Yeah, bro, but what odds are you getting? Because right now I'm getting plus 820. What odds are you getting?
Plus 820 on what?
On this parlay.
What parlay? Galahad and who else?
All right.
But what are right now, I got Galahad, you doing Galahad by knockout or are you doing straight wins?
I'm trying to see now.
Yeah, here you go talking about he getting plus. He don't even know how he getting it.
I got it right here. So as of right now, I got Galahad by knockout.
Oh, so you got, see, you pick, that's what I'm saying, Daniel. Listen, you've been doing this longer than me, but I've been watching boxing a long time. Just think about this, all right? Forget betting. Who is more skilled? Vasil. So who's going to get the knockout easier? Vasil, you about to bet money on Galahad to get a knockout? Hell no. I'm not putting money on Galahad.
To be fair to Daniel, Kid Galahad has 15 KOs and he's fighting a guy who is 10-4.
All right. What's his knockout percentage? And compare that to Vasil's. And compare Vasil's elite level. Man, you guys are crazy. Man,
It's Brian Marino.
He's gambling, though. That's called gambling. We trying to win money.
Hold on. Whoa.
You're trying to win money, bro.
Let him talk, Mike.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
You're trying to win money, bro. So what were you putting down? Okay. Like, what do you have to pot right now? You got like 400 and something, right?
460.
And what was that going to win you? Like, on the hypothetical,
If I bet it all on Vasil by knockout, I'll make 184 back. Plus my 460.
184. You want to talk about gambling? 184, right? Give me a sec.
I'm betting with the bookies too, Daniel. The bookies think he's going to knock him out. He's a minus 250, Lomachenko.
I got to bet $23 on this to win what you would win betting 460.
Yeah, but you're betting that Galahad gets the knockout. What's more probable? Galahad knocking his opponent out?
I can go change Galahad and Fowler to just went straight up, right? Let me go do that for you.
Yeah. And you're doing it on FanDuel? What site you using?
FanDuel. I'm on FanDuel.
Because that's what I told you. I did all the lowest favorites. You know, like I did, look, I'm going to do it again. I didn't do Junakara because I never watched him, right? But I did 2,300 in Teofimo, 1,200 in Isaac Dogbe. I even did Clarissa.
Bro, but you're taking it straight up. I'm picking Teofimo and Dogbe by knockout.
I got something that's...
And that's what I'm saying. I get you, B. I get you. And again, that's still called gambling. You are risking money on prospects getting knockouts versus me risking money on an elite level fighter with a paper trail of elite level knockouts. You see what I'm saying? The money is safer on the guy with the resume that can knock out elite level names. Galahad ain't knocking out the top of his division yet. We ain't seen that. Vasil is. Teofimo talks a good game, but he ain't knocking out the top of his division yet. Vasil is. What I'm saying is, forget you being smarter than me being, let's make money together. And all I see is the money on Vasil by knockout. And if you believe that, you know, that the injury is going to hurt him, you still believe he's going to win. They're giving you plus 220 by decision, homeboy. Like, I thought we was trying to help people. You trying to gamble and say, yo, look, I'm only going to spend 20 and make what you're making, but you risking two knockouts on two dudes that they fucking resume don't speak for themselves.
Look, I just changed it.
One dude popped positive, okay? One dude popped positive, and his whole gym popped. Everybody, Fury, Billy Joe, and Kid Galahad, they all popped. And now you're talking about Teofimo coming off another injury, another surgery. Bro, you bugging, man. That's gambling what you're doing. I ain't trying to gamble. I'm trying to win. Let me go out to Marcus in D.C. Marcus, talk to me.
Yo, what's good, man? Yo, theoretically speaking, it makes a lot of sense what you're saying, Ness. You know, because the good bet is that he's going to knock it out, but it's just not a gambling bet because of the odds. But still going to knock this man out, you know. But you do have to take into consideration that he is coming off the injury, and Pedraza can be, you know what I'm saying? If the Pedraza wants to stick in there and be determined, he could go a little longer, but I don't see him getting out of the 12 rounds against Brazil. I don't see it happening. However, I do buy the argument that, and not saying them, is that prospects usually are designed match to look good. So if you were to ask me, say, hey man, we're gonna get two elite fighters to fight each other, and then we're gonna get a prospect that looks to be the goods, which person do you think is going to come out of it with a knockout? I would say the prospect, because they usually match them to look good for a knockout. So, I mean, if the parlay is Galahad and Dogbe going to knock his man out. That's one way. Or he going to get knocked out. So that's the type of fighter he is. Teofimo going to knock his man out. That's the type of fighter he is. And then if you feel Vasil is going to take it, I think taking all three of them on knockout is a good parlay if they offer something good. I think the straight up Vasil's numbers, the betting line don't look good for him for a knockout, even though I believe he's going to knock him out. I think that's why it's so low, because they know he's going to knock him out. The bookies know Vasil going to stop Pedraza, man. They know it. That's why they ain't giving you no numbers. So if you can match that with some type of parlay, man, I would do it if it increased the thing, because I don't think you're hurting yourself by taking Dogbe by knockout or Teofimo by knockout. Maybe Galahad, but not those other two.
I ain't taking none of them dudes by knockout. I know that Dogbe is likely.
I'm saying if I had to do it to multiply the effect, if you had to do it to multiply the effect of Vasily, because they're not giving you no numbers on Vasily because the expectation is he's going to knock him out.
Bro, but this is what I'm saying. Listen to me. Listen to me. This is what I'm saying. Y'all not doing the math. Dogbe by knockout is a minus 195. So, yeah, he gives you better odds than a minus 250 on Vasil, but who got the proven track record? Go ahead and put your money on Dogbe, who ain't been knocking out elite level fighters. You crazy.
But he knocked out Jesse Magalit. Now who? Okay, now watch this. Everybody's coming into this fight thinking Vasily Lomachenko going to knock out Pedraza. Who came into the fight thinking Dogbe was going to knock out, what's it called? You know what I'm saying? Magdaleno. Yeah,
brother, but that's one
then
fight.
He followed up.
That's one fight.
He followed that up and knocked the other dude out, too.
Yeah, the other dude. Yeah, the other dude. Somebody you never heard of. Come on, man. I'm talking about. No, 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 no. Let me finish. I'm talking about elite level dudes, man. We talking about gold medalists, man. You bugging. We're talking
not
about
fighting an elite level dude, though.
Who?
I get you preach it to the choir. Don't obey. It's not fighting an elite level dude. So if you go to his track record and say, what is he? I don't know what I'm saying.
You're not getting
what
I'm saying.
If you go to the track record and look at what if you look at what the prospects are doing, you ask yourself, are they carrying bums or are they stopping bums? The answer with both Teofimo and Dog Ray is that they're stopping those type of dudes.
Bruh,
I agree with
bruh,
you. They
but
haven't
you
shown
risking,
they can do it yet, but they're
you,
not matched against one
me,
of those dudes
listen
tonight.
Listen to me. You risking your money on a mere maybe 60% more. For now you that's 60, let's say that, right? Because Dog Ray's plus minus 195. Lomachenko, who's proven is minus 250. So we're talking about a mere 55% more, mere whatever you want to call that extra 55 that Lomachenko has over Dog Bay. You risking that on Dog Bay knocking out Jess Magdaleno. No way. He's not proven enough. But I get you. That's what we're having a show for. Everybody has an opinion.
Right.
Everybody's going to, help us
and
decide.
And that's what I'm saying. Vasil's match hard. And the thing is, Vasil's, at the end of the day, Vasil's match harder than those guys are. At the end of the day. Whether he disposes of him easily or not is not the point. He's matched much harder. He's matched with an opponent that's more to his level than the other two fighters are. The other two fighters are going to be in with guys that they expect not just to win, but to look good against. Vasil's in there to impress us again and say, damn, he looks good against these guys. You know what I'm saying? Most of these other guys will have shows where we have to argue about who won. Vasil takes our flagship show out with one side on one side for one fighter and one side of the other because he knocks those type of dudes out.
You know
what I'm saying?
Yo,
so,
I'm just not betting because we talking about taking negative money. I'm not taking negative money on unknown dudes, unproven dudes. That's gambling. I ain't gambling. I'm trying to win. Y'all trying to roll a dice. Fuck that shit.
If you put 100 on Dog Bay, what you get back?
Bruh, nothing because it's minus
90.
It's my 95. It's minus 95.
Bro, you talking about when you're not trying to gamble, but you was gonna put $460 on Vasil to win $100.
To get 180?
No, by knockout. No, that's not what I'm going to put. I said that's what I'm thinking, and that's why we're having the show. But again, who's more likely to get the knockout? Who's proven they could get the knockout?
Dog Bay.
Man, you
Dog
bugging.
Bay.
He ain't prove that shit.
Bro, you just don't know about this better shit, bro.
He don't carry bombs. I mean, if we're going to look at his knockout record, him and Basile's knockout percentages is very high.
Look, man,
you see what I'm saying?
Talking that shit is
I
easy.
Get what you're saying,
y'all
though.
Put that money up. That's what I want to see y'all do. Put that money up then. Because
hey, did,
that shit
did
easy.
Daniel say there was a parlay for all of those dudes by knockout?
Let me tell you my parlay right now. Kell Brook.
Y'all look at
this. Knockout.
Look at it. $100 on Dog Bay gets you $51 by now. Man, y'all bugging, man.
Bro, listen.
I ain't gonna do that. What is it tied into the part that will get you, though?
Listen. Kell Brook by knockout or TKO. Teofimo Lopez by knockout or TKO. Isaac Dog Bay by knockout or TKO. Lomachenko by knockout or TKO. Anthony Fowler by knockout or TKO. Who has a high knockout percentage against an opponent.
This is really wishing on a star. Look how many knockouts he picking.
Listen. And John O'Carroll on points. John O'Carroll ain't got the pop, right?
He got 3 KOs.
In 16 fights.
That's a hell of a bet, bro. That shit, he going to be watching boxing all night just to see did he win. What the fuck?
$25 will win me $185 back.
And you got to watch 70 hours worth of boxing and shit. You,
I ain't got to watch shit, bro. I ain't got to watch shit. I check my app at the end of the night.
Yo,
I'm going to watch Loma. I'm going to watch Loma and Teofimo and Dog Bay. That's it.
Yo, that's crazy, bro. That's too many fights, bro. That parlay crazy long.
But see, this in reality, what I'm going to do, because check this, in reality, what I'm really going to do, you don't watch other sports. I watch all sports.
Other sports. We ain't teaching people how to bet with other sports. You do that weird shit over there, man. Let me get the New Orleans. Talk to me. NO, what it do, man?
Ooh, what's poppin', bro?
What's going
Check
on?
Check this out, Ness. I'm about to shock the world, bro, with my prediction, bro. You heard it first right here on the Boxing Voice. Everybody hit the thumbs up button who already ain't do it yet. You know what I'm saying? We running a game over here, you hear me? Ness, I'm going with Lomachenko by knockout, bro. Shocking the world, you hear me?
That ain't
I'm
no shock.
I'm going out on a limb, Ness.
Bruh, that ain't no shock, man. He's minus 250. They expect him.
I've been seeing videos, but it said they said Pedraza, he like real durable and shit.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? He got enough defense and he got enough of a chin to land the 12 rounds. You hear me? I'm going against the grain. I'm saying by knockout. You hear me? I give him seven rounds. Seven round knockout. I'm telling you, I'm saying predictions, bro. They saying the dude, he durable, tank punch harder than Lomachenko, you know what I'm saying? And he took a lot of punishment from Tank. You know what I'm saying? So they saying he should last against Lomachenko. I'm going against the grain, bro. I'm gonna shock the world.
Bro, you only going against the YouTube grain. You only going against the YouTube grain because the betting world thinks Loma gonna win. But Mike, man, you've been quiet, man. I mean, I know you don't like betting big. So are you liking any of Daniel bets? Like $23 gets you $184, but you gotta have like 12 parlays.
No, yeah, I absolutely like what Daniel's doing because some of the picks that he's picking. I mean. If you look at the matchroom card is a bunch of A-sides versus B-sides, and the B-sides don't look like
– Bro, it ain't even B-sides. It ain't even B-sides, my guy. It's like A-sides and motherfucking D and F-sides. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, so with the Fowler stopping him, I agree with that. I agree with John O'Carroll going the full 12. Now, Lomachenko is going to be the one that I'm kind of going to agree with N.O., I think Lomachenko stops Pedraza between round 7 and 9. So if you're a betting guy, I would have bet on accumulation and maybe him getting out of there between 7 and 9. If it goes past 9, then Pedraza might make the full 12. And for Kell Brook, I got him by stoppage. So yeah, I'm with Daniel with that too. Yeah, I mean, sometimes you got to parlay some stuff to make some money and.
Yo, you know what's whack? I'm sorry to cut you off, but like they don't even got a knockout bet on FanDuel. See if you can find it, Danny, for Flip, Hargrovic. I mean, I don't know if he gets the knockout because Kevin Johnson, the Kingpin, took Daniel Dubois, the younger, fresher fighter, the distance. But Flip is a 2016 Olympian, bronze medalist. He has the WBC Intercontinental, but I don't see a knockout bet.
You know what's whack? They don't got the Josh Kelly on here either.
Oh, Josh Kelly missed weight. They took it off. He's off. He's off.
Josh Kelly missed weight?
Yeah, I got an announcement on my app saying that the fight was closed. So I think the fight is off.
No, he's probably still fighting. He just probably can't.
Nah, man, I heard something about the weight. You check it. Google it.
I'm going to get on Matchroom right quick.
I don't know. Yo, he going foul about knockout. Fowler's a prospect. Y'all really trying to lose that, bro.
Bro, look who he's fighting. And
you,
Fowler
you
got
a prospect.
Fowler got
you
popped
a prospect,
too, though.
I am a prospect. But
that's what I'm trying to put you
parlays,
on betting, bro. I'm trying to put
if we're going to do parlays, if we're going to do parlays, right, I would do – I'm and I'm going to see what FanDuel give me on.
Why are you doing that? We got a super chat from Junior, The Truth. TBV salute, family. What's understood needs no explanation. Shout out to Junior.
Did Devin Haney knock out Mason Menard?
He stopped him. Mason Menard quit on his stool.
Okay. So I'm going to go Teofimo knockout. Then I'm going to go.
Yeah, Josh Kelly would not be fighting today. I repeat, Josh Kelly would not be fighting today.
I said that.
Okay. I'm just giving you confirmation, man. You said
I'm going to bet with y'all. I'm going to do. Dog, I don't even trust dog. Man, I ain't doing dog bait. Fuck y'all.
You tripping, I'm telling you, man. Dog bait, man. I'm telling you, bro.
Yeah, all right.
Say what you want to about him, but you can be like, damn.
Again, this ain't about him not being good. This is about specific method of victory. I'm not saying he's not good or going to be great. I'm saying specific method of victory. Let me get to the phone callers. It looks like we got our very own Californian.
It's the Info Joe.
Tell the truth, yo. Tell the truth.
This portion of the show we call In the Know, presented by my brother.
Tell the truth, yo. Tell the truth.
Yo, 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 what up, TVV family? Ness, go for the eighth round knockout. He's going to knock Pedraza out. Pedraza's a good fighter. He's going to knock him out, though, in the eighth round. That's my call, brother. Bud Brewing Coffee, TBB, hit those thumbs up. Peace, fam.
I got to agree with our guy, Info Joe. I got him stopping Pedraza between 7 and 9, so. Info Joe, man, thanks for the reinforcement. While Ness been down and tying his shoe, Danny, how many fights do you have in total on your card?
Well, I mean, I think I got a good
that long ass parlay.
No, I think I'm doing a good 4 or 5. I mean,
all night of parlay. He pulling a double shift with that parlay.
I mean, here's the thing though, that I've been betting. Like, I don't have to watch. Just because I bet money on you, I don't have to watch you. You get what I'm saying?
Nah, I hear you, man.
Like, so I'm not really too concerned on it. I'll look at some other sports, just because usually that's what I do. I may do two separate bets, you know, one all boxing and one a couple boxing, a couple probably throw in some football, but definitely taking Lomachenko by knockout.
You going Kell Brook knockout? What is? Oh, Dan, they really think he getting a knockout. You're -470 on that knockout. Man, I want to throw Flip in there, but he's such a. He ain't even got nothing good on Flip. Let me see what my bet get me.
You know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? The fights.
Hey, yo, I got a 4-fight parlay with Teofimo by knockout, Dogbe by knockout, Vasil by knockout, and Shields by decision gets me a +204. That's worth it.
That's the
smart.
One I was getting was +300.
What were you getting? Bro, but you was doing like 8 fights. We're talking about 4.
He did 4 and you did 4, Ness.
He did 4.
No, I did 6.
Come on, you wilding. Trying to be optimistic, Mike, over here.
I got +800, though.
Look, $10 gets me 20. And 50 cents. So what should we bet? I mean, a kitty. What's the legitimate way to bet? You're supposed to bet how many percentage of your winnings?
I usually do about 10 or 15.
10 or 15% of what you won.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing, though. Like,
okay. So let's just say hypothetically, I did 20%. So that would be $46. Gets me $94.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So if you do 40,
you're breaking up so bad, you're gonna make me hook off on you when I see you, bro. The only dude in TBV history to go this long without a mic, backdrop, and fucking internet. Like, that's ridiculous, B. Get your shit together. That's that Las Vegas shit, though. I mean, it's like that in Vegas. I've done shows. I remember I did the Manny Pacquiao Mayweather show. From there, and the next day, I even had Paulie Malignaggi on, and we were sounding like fucking Optimus Prime and you know, Bumblebee. But let me get to what I believe is Anthony. It is Anthony in the 408. Holla at me. Help us bet here, brother.
Yo, what up, TVV? All right, so this is all I gotta say. The only question about Lomachenko getting a knockout, because we all know his skill set's better than Pedraza, is that shoulder injury. It's the only thing bugging me about this bet. He got arthroscopic surgeries. The highest rate of success for those surgeries is very common in baseball. They're called batter's shoulder. And a lot of guys who get it in baseball seem to come back at the highest level and continue their batting averages. But I know Jared Hurd just had I don't know if he had the same surgery, but he just had something like that and came right back and got a 4th-round knockout. I know a couple guys in MMA that had the exact same surgery, came back at a high level. Cain Velasquez, Michael Bisping. If you guys know those names. So I'm thinking, and let's be honest, his camp is doing very well right now, especially with knockouts. who just got the knockout. Nobody expected him to knock out Belu. Look at what's his name did to Adonis. You know, prayers go out to him, but he needed that knockout late. So his team's doing well. So I think the knockout is a smart bet. And he wants to make a statement and compare, you know, everyone's going to compare his performance to Gervonta. So I think his team needs a knockout. I think that's the game plan, is to get the knockout. I think that's the smart money.
Well, all right, brother Anthony, thank you for calling in. Looks like we got Big Slip in the UK. Oh, he sound like he got some swag. Big Slip, like you're a rapper out there. Big Slip, what up?
Yo, Ness.
What up? Sound like Solomon.
Nah. I called in the other day, man. It was Slipstar TV. I don't know why.
Oh, you switched the name.
I did change the name, but it must have not updated till now. I don't know what was going on. Something delayed.
So what up, brother? How should we bet it? Because I found a nice little parlay that I might run with. If I bet 60 on my parlay, I make $122.99. And all only thing that's got to happen, the only miracle that's got to happen is Teofimo has to knock out Mason Menard. Isaac Dogbe has to knock out Emmanuel Navarrete. And Vasily Lomachenko has to knock out Jose Pedraza. And then Clarissa just has to do what she's always done, which is win.
Yeah, she'll win on points, I'm guessing. What about Baracus? You're not feeling to put a bet on her?
Oh, no. I watched her live lose a fight to, I believe, Tori Norris. I'll never put money on her.
Fair enough. I think Lomachenko will win all day. Like, that's easy for him. I think he'll do it in
10
rounds. But win. 10 rounds I got in. 10 rounds stoppage.
Okay, so you're going stoppage for sure.
And I got Cal Book inside 5 rounds against, I don't know, Amir Khan, the guy, the stripper. I don't really know who the guy is, man. You got me.
I mean, Peter Quillen knocked out Safada, but Safada was at 160 when that happened. This, I don't know. Could Kell Brook get that knockout? True. I'm going to stay away from that belt. I mean, the betting line has Kell Brook for sure getting the knockout at minus 470. But, I mean, Kell Brook has had a trilogy with Carson Jones, you know. I mean, I don't know.
Is that a trilogy-ness? Or was that two?
I mean, all right, he had two. He had a trilogy on his record, though. He's got a trilogy on his record. I'm going to look it up right now for you.
He probably has with some fucking
with
British
a nobody.
Standard devil fights. I don't know who the guy is, man.
Yeah. I'm going to find it, though. I got the date pulled up. He fights today, right?
Yeah, he fights shortly, a few hours. He's in Sheffield, yeah. He's in Sheffield, man.
I mean, look, he's a minus 470, so the betting odds know better than me. They're saying he's definitely getting a knockout on Safada.
Yeah, I think he will, man, inside 5. I think I've never seen that Safada fight, but obviously you have, and you said he got knocked out or TKO'd by Quillen.
Yeah, and that was when that was before Quillen, I think, was knocked out by Jacobs, or could have been after, probably before.
I'm gonna go with Brook on this one. I think he'll handle him inside 5 rounds, and then I got Lomachenko to win by 10th round stoppage. Cecilia, I'm going with Cecilia only on her looks, and then. I'm going with Clarissa Shields on points. I don't know much about Dogbe, I'll be honest. I am a hardcore boxing fan, but I've always heard about Dogbe. I've never seen him fight. And Teofimo Lopez, I've never seen him fight either. So I wouldn't even recommend if you pick on that. But I'm going to shoot anyway, Ness, man. Them are my picks. And obviously, the Wilder versus Fury is going to schedule a rematch, I'm saying, WBC. So I'm happy about that.
Yeah, man, let's just hope that both of these guys adhere to the mandate of the WBC, because honestly, Fury doesn't have to listen to the call. He can go on and do other things with other sanctioning bodies. It's basically, you know, how it works. It's really up to him.
I mean, I can't even bet. I don't think Indiana allow motherfuckers to bet online.
Why, you can't bet?
No, not on FanDuel.
Go to Bovada, B-O-V-A-D-A.
That shit ain't working either, homie.
Bovada?
I mean, Bovada? You could always send your money to me. You know that.
Yeah, I'm going to send you something to do me a parlay. Like
I just don't know if I'm able to do multiple parlays. Is that possible, Daniel? Like, could I do my own parlay, then redo another parlay?
Of course.
Yeah, they'll take money.
They trying to take as much of your money as possible.
You hear me? They're like, hey, come on with it. I had a parlay with Pedraza, Lomachenko being Pedraza between 7 and 9, And the other fight was forgot what it was, but $10 won me like $1,200.
What?
Yeah.
For this weekend?
Yep. But if Lomachenko stopped Pedraza 7-9, and the other fight was like
what fight was that? Damn, 7-9. That's a specific bet, bro.
Yeah, I mean, seven, but I feel like, I mean, accumulation, because we know Loma's not that one punch fighter. So accumulation, body shot, 7-9, I feel like that's a good bet.
I fucking hate BoxRec, bro. They always say I forgot my password. I can't stand them.
I
mean, needing to be signed in to see the rounds, because that's what we haven't gotten to see. What's Lomachenko's average on rounds? Like, where do he normally get the stoppage at?
That's a good point.
Yeah, you got to be signed in for that. Yo, I had a dream last night. Woke up this morning. Canelo got a one-punch knockout in the first round on Rocky Fielder.
Jem JM Ness, bet for me. PayPal me the money. I think it's called PayPal me dot the boxing voice. Let me double check. And make sure you do friends and family, because I'm not paying your fees. And put in the message.
Paying what fees?
If you don't do friends and family, there's a service fee.
That's that 1% shit my sister was talking about.
And make sure you put in the message of the PayPal, you know, what it's for. Like, yo, place that bet, or for the bet, or some shit like that. You know what I mean? Yeah, so my PayPal is paypal.me/theboxingvoice. paypal.me/theboxingvoice. We're going to go out to Donald, Richmond, California.
What's up, y'all? I say to Teofimo Lopez, he gets a UD on Menard, because in the Devin Haney fight, Devin Haney didn't really stop him. Devin Haney just outclassed the hell out of him every round, to where his corner was like, we ain't sending you back out because you can't do nothing with that dude. But if his corner would have chose to, he could have went the distance with Devin Haney, and it would have just been like 120 to 108 on the scorecards. But
who you think hits harder? Who you think has more of that killer instinct? Teofimo goes out there looking like he want to knock you out. Haney goes out there looking want to be Mayweather.
I know, but the thing is that if Lopez go out there looking for the knockout, and within what, the first 1 to 5 rounds he don't get it, he could gas himself out a little bit, and then he'll have to coast to a decision. So if he don't get that early knockout and he put too much gas into it, it still could go to a decision. And then with Lomachenko and Pedraza, I would say Lomachenko would probably stop him between 10 and 12, because I think Gervonta stopped him in like, what, 7 or 8? And in them 7 or 8 rounds, Gervonta was beating the hell out of him for 7 to 8 rounds. Was it 7 or 8, or was it 9?
It was 7.
Okay, so you got to think. For 7 rounds, Gervonta beat the hell out of him. Lomo don't got that kind of power to beat the hell out of him for 7 rounds. I mean, he could outclass him and tire him out, but that's accumulation. That's going to take longer to do. So if he does get a stoppage, I'd say between 10 and 12, but I wouldn't
be. Damn, man, you're killing me, bro. You don't like between 7 and 9?
What?
You don't think that Loma can stop him between 7 and 9?
Nah, Loma doesn't have that type of power.
He doesn't
have that type of power. You know, it's just going to be a accumulation of being tired, and, you know, and then I see
what
him,
I'm saying? He just shit it all on that parlay of everybody getting a knockout. He just gave you mad logical reasons why they not.
I'm just being honest. Yeah. True. Yep, I'm just being honest. And what we got? And Josh Kelly, I wonder why he didn't make weight. Like, is he really that big to where, or was he just being unprofessional? Because I don't want to say he's unprofessional, because as far as what I see, he seems to be professional. So I'm just wondering why he didn't make weight for the fight, you know? And who else we got? We got Clarissa Shields too, right?
Real quick, my Cash App is, I don't know, am I supposed to say money sign, Ness GTO?
Yes, you do.
Okay, so money sign, Ness GTO.
Hey,
get a good
taste. Yeah, everybody knows that, Donald.
To answer your question about Josh Kelly, I mean, Josh Kelly is a big welterweight. I mean, he's like 5'10", 5'10 and a half. Like, most of your welterweights are about 5'6", 5'7". So he's a pretty big welterweight.
All right. So
is there any fight this weekend that you think can end in a draw?
Nah.
Nah. Okay.
I mean, if you want to bet it, you could bet the Pedraza fight by draw just because it's a way limb and they're going to give you such good odds, you know? So, you know, losing $5 or $10 doesn't matter. But you could bet, I would bet, you know, the draw just in case this kid goes out there and fights his best fight and they don't give it to him. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but that, what, you know, $5, you know, $5. What's the draw? What's the draw? Let me see what's the draw.
Plus 3,000 or something.
Damn. Plus three. I just don't. This ain't no super fight, so I don't see no. I don't see no bullshit scorecards.
Me either.
I always see bullshit scorecards when there's a super fight. You know, it's like up the politics.
Hey, so Pedraza did move up, right, from 130.
Yeah.
So he's not like just a overly bigger guy.
No, but he is still bigger though, right? Like, I know in the face off it doesn't look like that, but like, he was always big for his weight. Even at 130. So method of victory, the draw is a plus 3,000.
So $10 to win you 300.
Let's see here.
Yes.
That
ain't five, but win you 150.
I just don't see that necessarily happening. But I mean,
I'm going through his record. I mean, he's only been stopped once. He only got stopped with Javante. He went the distance with Raymond Beltran. I always like Ray, but he's not the skill level of Lomachenko. I'm looking for like notable victory. Edna Cherry, he got a split decision. Andre Klimov, he got a UD. He beat Tevin Former back in the day. I mean, the guy got good skill. I mean,
yeah, but to be to get a draw, you got to be competitive. Like, you're saying his wins, and I get that, but none of those dudes were Lomachenko.
No. Closest one we got probably is Tevin, and back then Tevin wasn't the Tevin he is now.
And what I hate about Pedraza, he doesn't fight with his height. He likes to shell up. You know, he likes to lean his head on somebody. He wants to work on the inside with all that height and all that range. You know, he doesn't really use it.
That's true. So what are you leaning more towards? Lomachenko by stoppage or Lomachenko by decision?
Stoppage, easy. KO, TKO, easy.
I mean the betting odds say stopping, bro. Betting odds say stopping. You know, I was just worried that the surgery might be an issue, but I mean, Ward got the stoppage after surgery. Pacquiao got a stoppage off of Matisse after surgery.
Oh, that is true.
Let me go to, I don't know who this is. 718-471.
Yo, it's QB, baby.
QB, where you been at, B?
Man, I've been, man, it's a storyline. But, yo, you hear me?
I'm listening.
I'm going to tell y'all who I like, man. Yo, check it out, yo. Pedraza only lost to Tank Davis because of the power. He got angles, too. Like, yo, he got footwork. And you got something to think about with him and Lomachenko, too. He got the same type of footwork, too. Like, But Tank Davis was too much power for him. So now you got to understand, like, Lomachenko is not a one-punch knockout. So you got to ask yourself this. When is he going to knock? Is he going to stop him? Or is he going to go the distance? So my pick is this. I got Pedraza on the decision. I got Pedraza in the decision.
What?
Lomachenko not impressed by me. I'm not impressed by Lomachenko, man. I'm not impressed.
And you impressed by motherfucking Pedraza?
Still not impressed.
And you impressed by Pedraza? Stop playing, B.
Way destroyed the way he destroyed Beltran, yes.
All right.
Beltran is much bigger. Yeah, I forgot about that fight.
No,
yeah,
but Beltran is a veteran. Man. Nah, he a veteran. He got rounds,
man,
boxed.
He still was in it. He's a veteran, yeah. But Draza, yo, he got, listen, he got more wiser since that Tank Davis fight. And you can see it. You seen it in the last fight when he fought the veteran. He changed a lot. I mean, listen. I got Bedraza decision. That's
go
my
ahead, all
right,
bro. Go ahead and send money there. Bet that money.
Man, I'm looking at this Cale Brook fight, bro. How good is that fucking dude, Michael Zafara? I know he got stopped by Peter Quillen back in the day, but nobody knows.
I mean, what do you want to know? I seen him fight Cale Brook. I mean, I seen him fight Peter Quillen.
You think Cale Brook's win by a knockout or by decision?
That's difficult for me. I never thought highly of Cale Brook, homie.
Really?
Hell no.
After he beat Sean Porter?
After he beat Sean Porter, because the way he beat Sean Porter was holding, hit and hold.
He had a game plan.
I didn't respect that at all. Listen, Cale Brook is the most fishy fighter I've ever known.
I'm lying for you.
His trilogy.
Yeah, I mean, I think his record.
He got like two fights with Ernie Smith, and that's probably his trilogy right there.
Carson Jones, I think twice.
Carson Jones, definitely twice.
Now, look, I mean, I understand what you're saying, man, about his record, about his resume, all that, but the skill set. Ernie
Smith, so that means on top of those two rematches, he got another dude that he got a trilogy with. I gotta find. That's crazy.
But his skill set, though, bro, like he can. He looks good in the ring. Yeah, I mean, he had success against Errol Spence.
He doesn't get up for the not big fight.
He just knocked out the guy he fought last time. No idea who the fuck he was.
Exactly. No idea who he was. No idea.
In the chat, man. Check me out. Should I go with Brooke?
I keep telling you, the bookies got him at a minus 470. So, yeah, he getting a knockout. I don't know why you.
The bookies got him at a minus 470 for knockout, but a plus 440 for a decision.
Exactly.
They job is to entice you
to go for the money that you think you're going to win. And not put the money on the money you know you would, you know, the money that you know that they saying he's gonna win by knockout. That's why it's minus money. That's what I'm saying. Same thing about Vasil. Like, should we just bet the minus money and make money for sure instead of fucking gambling like y'all with all these dumbass parlays? Bet with the bookie.
This might be one that I might go against the bookie.
Of course, because the odds are so bad. Like, if minus 470. You ain't making nothing. Lomachenko giving you better odds on a knockout, and Lomachenko got better skills, so you know he going to get the knockout. You see what I'm saying? That's what I was trying to argue with Daniel earlier.
Okay.
Like, y'all going for other dudes that's giving you shitty odds on a knockout when y'all don't even know if that motherfucker could get the knockout. At least we know Lomachenko been doing
it. I wasn't even going for the knockout. I was going by decision, but I'm looking at the knockout right now. Huh?
For Cale Brook?
Yeah.
Doggy, the bookies is telling you minus 470 knockout. That means he is going to knock down. Yeah, he don't but get it.
It's a plus 200 for rounds 1-3, plus 210 for 4-6.
I do get it, brother.
But
he's looking at the money.
I'm looking at the money, man. Fuck getting it, Danny. I get it. I've been got it. I'm trying to make money today, bro.
That's not how you make it. Don't you get it? Listening to they pluses. Nigga, that's what they doing on purpose.
But you listen to the plus though with the draw. Yeah. You last week you listened to it.
No, I'm listening to politics, homie.
Okay, I feel you on that.
I bet on a draw because it's a super fight. I ain't bet because I actually thought it was gonna be competitive and be a draw. I just got lucky with that. The same reason Danny bet on a draw versus Gennady and Canelo. Politics happen in super fight. Same reason. I should have bet on Mayweather fucking Canelo, and he got a draw, even though it ain't happened. Someone gave him a draw because it's a super fight. Somebody always in the bag, man. I believe that shit in this sport, man. People getting their hands definitely, you know, blessed. They doing $1,000 handshakes out here, bro. Listen, I ain't even asked Jack Reese because we went somewhere else, but like the reps get picked by the promoters, and when they get picked, They get their hotel paid. They get food stipends. Like, bruh, you heard them. I ain't trying to fuck that up. I want the rematch. Think about motherfucking Joe Cortez and Kenny Bellis, how many motherfucking Mayweather fights they had, you know, in their offices. Think about all them pictures hanging on their wall, and every time somebody come in their office, like, oh my God, you ref that? Yeah, legendary night.
Bro, yeah, what you gave for that? I seen Teddy Atlas on Joe Rogan. He talked about that shit. He was just like, I'm disgusted that the same people that put on the fight have these people that are refereeing the fight and the judges taking them out to dinner and shit. I mean, that's not right. I mean, you shouldn't be able to fucking do that in this sport.
Definitely, man. Listen, wrapping up and closing. Let me just wrap up a little bit. I do like the parlay. If I bet 60 of my 460, I win 122. But Teofimo got to get a knockout. Isaac Dogbe got to get a knockout. Clarissa got to win by decision. And Vasil has to win by knockout. Is that safer than just betting Vasil alone by knockout and winning 184? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you risking 460.
I get you, but that's a lot of fights that have to happen and have to go in my favor. But I am your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NSGTO. And my last thing I will say is, if you're going to bet the knockout on Vasil for the minus 250, which is good. If you got the bread, you put enough down, you're going to make it. You know what I mean? And Andre Diagonu says he's got Vasil and Dogbe on points. $25 gets him $255. See, that's gambling. That's hoping that they get it. Like, you going against the bookies in two separate fights. And I get you, but I feel like that's gambling. But anyway, I gave my finals. What about you guys?
Final thoughts are just follow me on Twitter at Gross2312 and follow me on IG at Gross1911. And hopefully we will be back for later on the day for a Lomachenko live fight chat and a Isaac Dogbe live fight chat and maybe even a Kell Brook live fight chat, man. Let's get busy today.
You heard him.
Yes, sir. It's your host, Las Vegas, LA, across the USA correspondent, Ringwalk Danny. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Ringwalk Danny. I got Teofimo, Dogbe, and Lomachenko all by KO or TKO.
In the chat, they're saying Pedraza will go the distance. If you believe that, they're giving you plus 182 that the fight goes the distance. You don't even got to get a winner. Just bet that they go 12 rounds. You know what I'm saying? That's not a bad bet because of Lomachenko's surgery, but that is a gambling bet because the odds are plus, and whenever the odds are plus, it may not be happening. Arrivederci, we outie. See you next time. Like Mike says, subscribe to the YouTube channel right here at youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice so you get that notification in case we do a Kell Brook Zapata live fight chat to see is he going to get that big KO on a minus 470 and a dog bay at the minus 195. Is he going to get the knockout? And then we'll be back, obviously, for Vasil Lomachenko and Pedraza unification, which is coming on right after the Heisman Trophy winner. So it'll be interesting to see how well this fight does in terms of viewership. With all
going to do stupid numbers.
Fuckers, I bring it up, and now you want to fucking dick ride on my
bad, bro. We ain't know about it. Damn, how you know about the Heisman, though? How did you know about it?
Because I fucking research.
Get the fuck out of here.
Fat apples, Pedraza to win. You're fucking lying. I'm out, bro. These guys are cut off machines. Peace.